Each Monday, WILL brings you legal issues in the news with commentary from a faculty member of the University of Illinois College of Law.
In 2010, the town of Ramapo, New York, started to build a minor league baseball stadium. The home team, the Rockland Boulders, won 3-1 on the stadium's opening night. So far, so good. But the stadium project cost about $60 million, money that the town just didn't have. To pay for the stadium, the town and the local development corporation borrowed money. This in itself is business as usual. Across the U.S., cities, states, counties, towns, school districts, housing authorities, they all need money, and they all borrow money. They don't just get a loan from the bank. Instead, they borrow money from the public markets, from investors, by issuing bonds. And that is what Ramapo and its development authority did. They borrowed money by issuing bonds. And like any time you borrow money, it's important to show that you're financially strong enough to pay it back. It's also important not to lie. The Ramapo supervisor reportedly had everyone on the stadium project work as, quote, magicians, unquote. Accounting magicians, that is. The town leaders had said that no public money would pay for the stadium, but much of the money came from the town. When the town started to struggle, town officials hid the deterioration by conjuring assets. On the books, these looked like they were bringing in millions to the town funds. But in reality, they were nowhere to be seen. On the books, the town sold a piece of land, adding $3 million to the town's general fund. In reality, the sale fell through. The land turned out to be a habitat for rattlesnakes. The magicians stepped in, and suddenly the $3 million is from some other less snake-infested property. Another example, on the books, Ramapo was going to get $3 million in federal disaster relief for Hurricanes Irene and Sandy. In reality, the town hadn't even submitted the claims. Fast forward to March 2017. The head of the Ramapo Local Development Corporation pled guilty to criminal charges of defrauding investors. Securities fraud. Jail time is a possibility. Whether you run a corporation or a town, you are not allowed to cook the books, said then New York federal prosecutor Preet Bharara. This criminal conviction is reportedly the first for securities fraud related to municipal bonds. Why should we care? Municipal bonds are everywhere. Overall, the municipal bond market is worth more than $3.7 trillion. And it's not just cities or states that issue these securities. School districts, housing authorities, etc. are all in the game. It's a massive market with some unsophisticated players in the mix and money to be made. Not only is it big, but this is one of the areas in which Wall Street and Main Street intersect. These bonds provide the money that pays for what we see and use every day in towns and cities across the country. That's why we should care, but why care now? The Department of Justice and the SEC have paid increasing attention to the municipal bond market in the last few years. So what happens next is tied up in other changes in enforcement heads and regimes. The other reason to care now is that with tight budgets and costs potentially pushed to states and cities, we may very well see more states and localities in distress. Our towns, our money, the municipal bond market. This is Verity Winship.
You can hear Legal Issues in the News each Monday on Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 or listen online at will.illinois.edu.